Ah, nothing gets me more rallied than talking about capitalism. And all these people telling you know, the reason why you're not successful, or you don't have all this stuff, is because you don't work hard, you know, like them. Like, work hard. That's the solution to all your problems. And you know, if only you worked hard. And then they love to talk about the hustle, you know, the hustle, the daily hustle. It's just such a bullshit concept, such a capitalist concept of basically now you are your own slave master. And I'm sorry to say slave, but you know, you are your own, you know, exploiting yourself. You are the master of your own burnt out, basically, because now you want to burn out. Now you want to exploit yourself, basically, in the name of achieving all these materialistic, you know, things that are promised to you. You know, it's their aspirational concept. And you see this everywhere on Instagram, like people showing, oh, look what I got, look what I got. You know, it's everywhere. And it just kind of sucks for the people that, you know, these sort of achievement or, you know, illusions of, you know, success materialist in a materialistic way will never be accessible to them. I'm talking about, you know, some people with disabilities that cannot find work, the ones that are not able to work, daycares, mothers with infant children that can't work because they have to stay at home looking after the kids. Yeah. Pregnant women have to take maternity leave. Now they're out of the hustle and they're, you know, ladder climbing. People with mental health issues that are not able to work. Anybody, basically, for reasons out of their control, are now out of the race and or whenever even candidates in the race, you know? And then you read all this stuff about, go out there, work hard, focus. And you must be feeling shit as hell because it's just all these like positivity gurus that get me really, you know. Just there's lots of types of gurus in Instagram, but you know, me and capitalism are not best friends. And yeah, I'll just find these conversations pretty ridiculous, and just careless and mean. So although like throwing this positivity at people sounds like positivity or is dressed like positivity, it's really toxic ideas of, you know, individualism and yeah, just so far away from collectivism. And you know, just because you know, got all this stuff and this success and adoration from you know, it doesn't mean your life has no meaning. Who is to say what is the meaning in your life? But you know, these positivity gurus seem to have the answer. And if only you follow their words, you could, you know, be like them, successful. It's just a bunch of baloney, really. These people just as flawed and deeply, whatever as us, if not more. Like I find the need to just kind of say things like this to people. It makes me more suspicious of really what their lives is like, that you need to go out there and tell people, yeah, whatever, I don't know, just to me, just very puzzling. And from the outside you think that life is perfect and it's just not compassionate and far away from positivity, and it really just does my head when I see these inspirational quotes and things. By who? By who? You know, I would read all day long feminist quotes. I would read all day humanist quotes, you know, from my favorite writers and thinkers and philosophers. I would read quotes about what life is really about and the mystery of, you know, humanity and the, in that deeper sense. I would read, you know, all kinds of things like this. But those quotes about how do you become more successful and thinner or prettier or I really can't stand it. They add no meaning to anything, trust me. You just got to do you, and you know, let others do theirs. And if I think you have nothing good to say, it's not building others' self-esteem and say things with compassion and say things to, I don't know, amuse others or, I don't know, entertain them, make them laugh, make them laugh, make them think, you know, about deep things, then just shut up, honestly. No one is paying you. Yeah, when these successful people go, and then you find out all these, like, these functional relationships they had with everybody around them, you know, the amount of psychopaths that are probably at that level of success is probably overwhelming. But you know, we must look at that as well. Like, is it success? Just, you know, just defining success in, you know, in one way is just very shallow and ignorant. Yeah. Just think for yourself. Do you do what makes you happy, and find joy in your life the way you want it? Don't let anybody tell you what is what.